For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. There was a doctor who testified in the corruption case against former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver yesterday. He referred cases to Silver's law firm in order to get research funding. Dr. Robert Taub told a Manhattan federal jury that he initially lied when investigators asked if he had referred asbestos victims to Silver for legal representation because he was terrified. Taub said he later admitted referring more than 25 clients to Silver in the hopes that the powerful Democrat would help his research center. Taub is testifying under a non-prosecution agreement. He said the assemblyman began arranging $500,000 in state aid to his center months after he referred patients. The doctor said Silver also helped his children get jobs. Silver is charged with earning $5 million illegally through bribes and kickbacks. He has pleaded not guilty. Deutsche Bank has agreed to pay $258 million to settle legal problems stemming from U.S. sanctions violations. New York's Department of Financial Services says the German bank processed nearly $11 billion in payments through its New York branch. This is between 1999 and 2006 on behalf of Sudanese, Iranian, Burmese, Libyan, and Syrian entities and removed identifying information. Two young Inuit throat singers performed during Justin Trudeau's government swearing-in ceremony yesterday.
Le Premier ministre désigné est prié de s'avancer pour prêter serment. Monsieur Justin J.P. Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau was sworn in as Canada's new Liberal Prime Minister.
Moi, Justin P.J. Trudeau, je jure fidélité et sincère allégeance à Sa Majesté la Reine Elisabeth II, Reine du Canada, à ses héritiers et successeurs.
Trudeau promised a less controlling style of government by cabinet after almost 10 years of conservative rule under Stephen Harper. The 43-year-old Trudeau is a former school teacher. He's a member of parliament since 2008, and he became the second youngest prime minister in Canadian history. He's Pierre Trudeau's son, who served as prime minister in the late 60s through the mid-80s. At his swearing-in, Trudeau said government by cabinet is back. Meanwhile, the Canadian company TransCanada asked the U.S. to put the Keystone XL pipeline on hold. Analysts say the company is playing chicken with the White House, trying to pause the plan until after the Paris global climate talks at the end of the month. The move, they say, is a ploy since Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton came out against the pipeline. But yesterday, the U.S. informed Keystone it won't pause its review of the plan. The Keystone pipeline would bring crude oil, that dirty Alberta tar sand oil, through the U.S. to the Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, Mayor Bill de Blasio is experiencing pushback. City Hall reporters have been critical this week of de Blasio for not being open to taking off-topic questions at more of his public events and news conferences. The New York Times published an expose describing a privately funded kind of brain trust which the mayor relies on. The Times went through hundreds of pages of the mayor's daily schedules, email correspondence, and other records. They show that private consultants play a central role in his administration. Some have almost unfiltered access to City Hall. Susan Lerner of Common Cause New York expressed concern that de Blasio is creating a shadow government that leaves a lack of transparency and a lack of accountability. Meanwhile, there's anger at the mayor from trade unions. This is because the de Blasio administration has said that to pay construction workers prevailing wages could result in below-market apartments not getting built. Union members held a protest outside a new 50-unit construction project in the newly gentrified Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn yesterday. John Skinner is with the Ironworkers, Local 46.
You contact your city officials. You tell them enough is enough. You are not going to exploit the workers and make developers richer and richer when they give nothing back. We have had it.
And there's a new report by Real Affordability for All, a coalition of tenant groups and community organizations. It says the New York State Association for Affordable Housing trade group and their contractors have underpaid workers some $19 million since 2011. The report also says many New York City tenants are rent burdened, spending 30% of their income on rent. Some are spending 50% of their income on rent. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.